Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wickman. Of course, I'm with one of my favorite guests. Not only is he my favorite guest, he's my easiest guest. And so I love Matthew Laster's here, yep. And he's going to talk about a new product that they have, 2XL, Active Target.
Active Target, yep.
Yep, and so I think we can just jump right into it.
Oh, sure.
You better tell them what your position is.
So oh, geez.
Gives you, well, I mean, it yeah. gives them an idea yep. that you've actually...
I've been around for a minute. Yep, yeah. Yep. So... Yeah. I've been a member of the Lowrance team for almost 15 years now, so I've seen a little bit of everything in the industry for the last little bit. So, I started out as a role we call a product expert. So,
right.
You're supposed to know everything about everything when that's your job. So, started there, moved through product management, all that kind of stuff. So now I'm the senior product manager of vessel controls and integrations, I think is all the words. Basically what it means is trolling motors and like our partnership with Mercury and PowerPole right. and all of that kind of stuff. Yep.
Yep. So tell us about the new Active Target too.
Yeah, yeah. So this is another, so in spending a lot of time in the industry, I used to manage all the sonar products too. So
yep.
sonar is near and dear to my heart. So yeah, this is our brand new live sonar, forward facing sonar, Active Target 2XL. So it's an extension of our existing, you know, Active Target 1, Active Target 2, and right. even the Eagle Eye product that we have as well. This is our newest, latest, greatest forward-facing sonar. So super high resolution, the highest in the industry. It's a brand new transducer. It'll work on your existing Active Target 2 module. So if you already okay. have one of those, then yep. the transducer just plugs right in. This is the whole kit. So this is the module and the transducer.
That's the reason why the box is so
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
But talk about, so the things that really change is the transducer.
Yeah, it's a whole new transducer in there. So new sonar elements and everything inside of there, new temperature sensors, all the new hardware and everything inside the transducer is brand new. All of that was in service of, like I said, making it the highest resolution live right. forward-facing sonar product in the market. So one of the biggest changes in addition to the resolution is this 180-degree field of view that we have now. So you see right. the surface-to-surface in two directions. So you can have your full range forward, your full range backward. So it's literally, you know, water surface on either side of wherever you have it mounted. One of the cool things that gets rid of is the need for flipping the transducer from forward to down, right? Like a right, lot of people yeah. are like, I don't want to move the transducer.
Physically which is, change it.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to physically change it anymore. So because it's 180 degrees, you fill that whole area with sonar, right? So if uh-huh. you want to see a little bit more down, we have a mode where it kind of centers the zero point, so you're looking more straight underneath the boat.
Uh-huh.
But by and large, you just put it in the forward mode and set how much backward you want to see, and you've got the full visibility.
Wow. And yeah. so let's talk about how it looks, because people that have Active Target 2,
yep.
let's talk about how the beam,
yep.
how those array of beams are going out,
yep.
and how does that play? And do you have maybe seams in between
so
those?
So when you look at any of our Active Target products, right, they all have kind of those faces on the bottom, right? So when you look yes. at Eagle Eye, it only has the one, right? So there's only one, we call it an array. There's only uh-huh. one array of sonar elements in there, and that's how you get the forward beam and the down beam, right? So what we're doing with Active Target 2 and with Active Target 2XL is we actually give you three of those. And then what happens inside the module is all of those come together into one coherent picture.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so that goes down. And so let's talk about how things look
yeah.
on it. So
yeah.
you've increased the beam
yep.
that's inside there. So
yep.
is the shape of the fish changing? Is it making them more realistic to how
yeah, so
they
that's
look?
So that's a function of the resolution that we're getting out of the picture now, right?
Uh-huh.
Like it's very, very high resolution. When you flip it into the scout mode,
right.
Not only do you still have that 180-degree field of view, so one of the things we'll probably get to is when you do one forward and one backward,
right.
you get live
yep.
360. I'm sure we'll get there. But like when you flip it over into scout mode, when you look at it, it looks really similar to side scan. Like the resolution
right.
we're getting is very close to what we get out of normal active imaging HD side scan, right? So
right.
that gives you an idea of sort of the resolution we're getting, right? And then when you talk about fish, right, like they're kind of real, right? So especially uh-huh. fish that have like distinguishing features, things like spoonbill and that kind of stuff, like that's what they look like on screen. So it makes them really, really easy, really stand out really nice.
Yeah, now we're talking about the optional. If you have two of these,
yeah.
you can put two of them on and run them through one unit to get a view.
Yep, yep. So one of the things we introduced in Active Target 2 was the ability to synchronize two modules together so you don't get interference between them when
yep.
they're both pinging, right? And that opened us up to being able to take two transducers and stitch the images together, right?
Yep.
So we have a mode in Active Target 2 where you put two of them in scout mode and you end up with 270 degrees of live sonar, right?
Right.
Because this is 180 degrees, now it's 360. So now you have 360 degrees around the boat in live sonar, like real time fish swimming, bait coming back to you. It's really cool.
Yeah. So when you're... And remember, that's optional. You have to get two of them.
Yeah, two modules and two transducers.
Otherwise, you do it with one.
You get 180. Still, yeah.
Yeah, you get 180 with one scout mode as it goes out. Yeah. So let's talk about, let's go back and let's visit like structure, because I haven't seen it on Beaver Lake. I haven't seen it on my home water before. So let's just talk about, as you're going and you're seeing structure, how that appears.
Yeah.
Like, is structure tack sharp? How's it look? And how, one of the most important questions is how far out?
Yep. So in terms of the like structure and seeing like the resolution of stuff, like I said, it's the highest resolution live sonar in the industry. So, I mean, like we're dropping baits on fish, you know, 80, 100, 120 feet away. One of the other things we did was we made the beam a little bit easier to make a cast and see the bait splash and watch it come back to you. Right. So, the bait tracking and the fish tracking are really, really improved, along with the resolution of structure and everything that you're getting out of Active Target 2XL.
Did you widen your beam?
What we did basically was we took the existing beam that we had and we changed it just a little bit to make it easier to track a bait is really what we did. So it's marginally wider, but not too, like you wouldn't really notice other than seeing a bait more consistently.
Right. If I gave you a number, could you tell me what the beam width would be?
Yeah.
So how about I give you an easy one?
Okay. Oh, you're going to ask me at the beam width what the distance is, and I cannot do that math in my head.
Oh, you could too. I know you could.
There's a mathematical formula. Oh, no, I really can't because it includes a tangent, and I don't know how to do that in my brain.
Oh,
but
rats.
It's the distance multiplied by the tangent of half the cone angle. It's a whole. Yeah, it's not
in, general,
it's not in your head math.
Let's say in general,
a 20-degree beam is pretty close to 1-to-1, basically. A 60-degree beam is pretty close to 1-to-3. And like we're like right at that 20 degree area here. So,
right.
Yeah.
So about a three.
Yeah.
Divide the number by
ish.
Three. So if you go 21, seven, kind of gives you a rough idea.
Go on the internet. You can find that. It's high school level geometry. That's just, there's too many other numbers in my brain.
I don't want to know about that. I want to know about fish. Okay. Schooling fish. So we're going to talk about situations that you might get in. So we're going to start with schooling fish and this.
Yeah.
So you're out there because you fish with it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you fish with it around schooling fish, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say white bass or black bass.
Yeah.
So they're schooling, and you said you've been able to increase your visibility of your bait, you know, landing in there. How does it look when those fish are schooling and you have that range there and they, you know, they come... Schooling fish have a tendency to come underneath your boat sometimes,
correct,
which really confuses everyone.
That's where the new 180-degree field of view really comes into play, right? Like, if you know you're going to be in that situation, right, where you're going to be, you know, making a cast and tracking a bait and a fish all the way back to you, right?
Right.
With the Active Target 2 135-degree field of view, same thing you're talking about. I always found that fish likes to run right to the edge of the beam, right? And then I end up trying to position the boat and the bait to where, like, it's in the picture and not outside of it, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
With 180 degrees, that goes away, right?
Wow.
So since I can see all the way forward and all the way backward, all I got to do is set it up so that I can see further behind me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I end up not fishing right there in the edge of the back edge of the sonar beam, right? Because it's going all the way to the surface behind me.
All right, we'll talk about brush. We're going in brush, and we're fishing for crappie. They're very common.
Yeah.
So you're going in crappie. Are you going to leave it in more of the forward? Are you going to go down when you're fishing, like you fish for crappie with it?
Yep.
Which one do you prefer?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, in Oklahoma, basically, I do a lot of just jigging for crappie, right? You know,
little
Bobby Garlands, that kind of stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
So, which is by and large right underneath you, right? So, I will generally put it more in the down mode when I'm doing something like that, right? So I can watch my bait go right down on the brush pile and then rip them out of there, right?
How many feet ahead are you putting your beam? Because you talk about moving your beam ahead a little bit.
In a situation like that, I would probably set it on something like 40, 50 feet forward and backward, just so I have that full picture right underneath the boat, right?
Uh-huh.
Just so that I have a little bit more of an area in order to see, you know, what I'm actually, the piece of structure I'm trying to fish, right?
So underneath you, you know, they usually have a triangle that's underneath, right?
Right. Well, now we don't have that, right? Because it's 180, right? So now it's just the boat in the center and we fill the whole picture.
So is it always in the center or can you move the center?
No, you can move the center.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yep. Yeah, okay. If you put it in down, it defaults to the zero point being right in the top center of the screen. Mm-hmm. But then when you put it in forward, right, you have a forward range and a reverse range control, right? So if you want to see a lot of forward but not very much behind you, you put the back range on 0 or 5 feet, right? So you actually maximize that forward-looking part of the screen, the forward-looking part of the beam on the screen, right? But if you're in a situation where you want to fish right underneath you, where you are maybe dropping a jig right on top of a piece of structure, right, then you want to flip it to where you've got maybe the same range on both sides so that zero point is right in the top center, right? So that puts whatever you're right underneath you right in that middle part of the screen where you're looking.
Yeah, that makes a big difference, doesn't it, inside there.
Yeah.
So let's try another fish situation.
You're just throwing them at me.
Yeah, jerkbait. Jerkbait fishing is fun, but let's just say most people throw a jerkbait less than 80 feet.
Yeah.
Right? In general, less than 80 feet. So tell us what setting you're going to use and how far out you're going to put.
So that's a situation where you'd be in forward, right? Yep. Okay. And that's also probably a situation where I would use less reverse range, right? So I'll probably put it on 5 or 10 feet behind me just so I have a little bit more back there, but I'm going to minimize that reverse range, right? And then I'm going to put the forward range probably 10, 15, maybe even 20 feet further than where I think I'm going to be casting, right? So when I set it up like that, and I have my new Active Target 2 XL.
Right.
Basically from the bait, if I can hit the beam with the cast, right, basically from the splash to coming all the way back to me, I should be able to follow the bait the whole way, whether it's a jerk bait, crank bait, spinner bait, whatever, right? And it's in that situation where I'm actively casting at either a piece of structure far away or a school of fish that I see far away, like a wolf pack, a bass, right? Like in that situation, when I hit the beam with a cast, I should be able to see the bait the whole way back.
All right. So you have this transducer. It's almost twice the size of the other one.
Yep.
Is that right?
It's a little bit bigger. That's why it's called XL.
Yeah. That's why you're my favorite guest.
Sometimes it's the easiest answer.
Sometimes it's like Captain Obvious is getting me. Hey, the bracket.
The bracket
because
is cool.
Brackets are always the thing, and I've already seen it on the internet, so tell them about the bracket.
Yeah, the bracket is cool. If you get a chance to actually put hands on one in a demo or whatever, like we've got here at the show, it's really cool. So we made it where it's got a quick release to go on and off the shaft of the trolling motor now, so you don't need any tools to actually put the bracket on the trolling motor. Like it's a little clamp clip that clips on there. Yeah, so if you're in a situation where you're going to be up shallow fishing in and around grass and stuff, and maybe you know you don't need it for the day, you just pop it off real quick, right? Then what it's got is it's got nice big old white lines on it that help you line it up, but it has really big, we call them detents, where it like snaps into place in the proper locations. So it kind of gets rid of that situation where maybe you kind of installed it not exactly correct. It lines it up for you every time, right? So it's really nice and obvious, and like I said, it kind of like clunks into place in the spots where it's supposed to in order to put the transducer in the way you need it.
So is that built just for like ghost trolling motors, or how about if you have a different brand?
It fits every trolling motor currently on the market.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it has a flat side or not.
It fits every trolling motor currently on the market.
That's amazing.
Yep.
You guys are starting to get ingenious now.
I mean,
catching on to
I mean, obviously, if one of the other companies makes it different, then we'd have to come up with some plan, right? But now, with every trolling motor in the market, it fits them all.
Yeah, and that would almost take us to the Ghost 2, right?
Oh, maybe.
Ghost X.
Ghost X, yeah.
I guess it would be Ghost 2 in a way.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And that came out when?
Ghost X is, what, just under a year old now? Something like that, so. I think, off the top of my head. Yeah.
Around ICAST, a little bit past, ICAST.
Yeah, I want to say ICAST, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. That's a whole new subject in itself.
Yeah.
We'll conquer that another time. But that takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a complete line of hard and soft baits. Anytime you're out there fishing for stripers, bass, white bass, crappie, walleye, you name it, and you got your big 2XL and it's reading all that fish down there, all you got to do is throw a Pico lure out there and you'll be able to catch it. Also, B&M Poles. B&M Pole has a complete line of poles for crappie fishing, cat fishing, And they got them for everything. Saltwater fishing, you name it. Sam Heaton rods are their big saltwater rods that they have, but they're really known for their catfishing rods and their crappie rods. Make sure you check them out at bnmpole.com. If they want to find out more about the big beast, the 2XL, where would they go?
Two best places are just right to Lowrance.com. That'll have all the info and everything you need. And then our Lowrance YouTube channel is where you'll find all of our videos and stuff that we make and publish. Yep.
All right, there you go. Like always, like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.